Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
Well, duh, it's about sex. Talking about sex, asking for sex, geez, that's really fun. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather believe any day of the week that a man is too scared, too stressed, too sad, too spiritual, too angry, too fat, too crazy, too in love with his ex-girlfriend, too scared, too sensitive, too sunburned, too in love with his mother, too homicidal, too anything, than find out that he's really just not attracted to me. Or that he doesn't want to have sex with me because then it will mean we're in a real relationship and actually he doesn't really like me that much. It's extra confusing because we're talking about sex, embarrassing, mixed with emotions, mortifying, mixed with our own insecurities, nightmare. And in the case of long-term relationships, people always tell you the sex goes away anyway. So what does it really matter if it goes away a little sooner than you wanted it to? Isn't the other stuff much more important, like being compatible and him being a good person and potentially a great father? Because it's such a psychologically complex issue and talking about it is so excruciating, I would almost be able to settle for the relationship with the guy who only likes sleepovers or the boyfriend with a presumed low sex drive. I mean, he still enjoys my company. I might be able to sleep next to the guy who has stopped wanting to have sex with me without saying a peep, or keep dating the guy who seems to want to be my boyfriend but doesn't seem to have any interest in ever seeing me naked. I might even be able to exist in a peaceful marriage with a wonderful man who is more like a best friend than a husband, if it wasn't for those goddamn happy couples I know. And I'm not talking about the ones you see on the street slobbering all over each other. Who knows what they're like behind closed doors? I'm talking about my friends who I know quite well, who manage to juggle work, careers, intimacy, even kids, and still manage to have sexy, loving relationships. I could easily settle for less if I happened to be the type of person who, upon seeing these couples, just thought, what's the big deal about that?